Peace School, founded by pacifists 80 years ago, is a base for student opposition to a new war in Iraq. But New School President Robert Kerry, the former presidential candidate and senator from Nebraska, has been consorting with arms makers and Bush administration hawks such as Donald Rumsfeld, Richard Cheney, and Condoleezza Rice. As a proud member of the Pro-War Committee for the Liberation of Iraq, which is described by Foreign Policy and Focus as a small group of right-wing activists with close ties to the White House. Students occupied Kerry's office on November 20th, demanding that he engage in a public debate. That debate took place Wednesday afternoon.
I assert that a military operation can accomplish a good thing. Today, as a result of a NATO military operation, you can fly to Sarajevo and shop. That didn't happen because people of goodwill decided to live peacefully. It happened as a consequence of a military effort. Now, maybe some people in this audience believe that the Bosnia operation, the Kosovo operation, and others were a bad thing. I think they were good. Terrible things happened. Terrible things always happen in these kinds of military operations. I'm not arguing that our war in Vietnam was morally correct or that we did a good thing there, that we didn't do terrible things in Central America, or that it's always been perfect. I'm simply saying, as I observe the world, that oftentimes it's not. There is a relationship between the capacity of people to live in peace and to live freely and to do what they want to do on their own as a result of the United States participating in military efforts. In Iraq, we have a military operation in place today. We have since 1991. The no-fly zones that were first flown by U.S., French, and British pilots, now just by U.S. and British pilots. If you haven't been to northern Iraq, or if you know nothing about northern Iraq, you should learn something. Because without those flights, there's an awful lot of Iraqi Kurds that would die. And we simply don't have the moral choice that lots of other nations do of quitting.
Colin Walsh is a student at the New School.
President Kerry, it's my belief that your position on the Committee for the Liberation of Iraq is entirely inconsistent with the history of this university. I think the fact that the only method you see to obtain liberation and democracy as through war is narrow-minded. And specifically, I think that the tradition of this university shows other ways. I think that the University in Exile, which was founded at this school to provide a place for people who had to flee Europe, give a great example. If you're concerned about the liberation and the well-being of people in Iraq, why don't we found a University in Exile at our school now for academics from Iraq? There are other ways. You've brought your ties to the defense industry, to this school. There is a new board of trustees member who is from Allied Signal, part of Honeywell Corporation. You are honoring George David, the CEO of United Technologies. United Technologies being the company which makes Black Hawk helicopters and sells them to Israel. That is inappropriate for this school. These Black Hawk helicopters are killing people in Palestine in a terrible, terrible war there. It is unacceptable to me, it is unacceptable to many students, that you soil the good name of this institution to promote war.
Bill Hartung is a senior research fellow at the World Policy Institute, based at the New School.
The Committee for the Liberation of Iraq is a private group made up of mostly former Republican officials, coordinated by a former vice president at Lockheed Martin, Bruce Jackson. And then they've got one prominent Democratic catch, so to speak, which is Bob Kerry, the president of the New School, former Democratic senator from Nebraska. And the purpose of this committee, the White House encouraged it to be formed and will be coordinating with it, was to try to win the battle for the hearts and minds of the American people to promote war in Iraq. The administration was apparently concerned that despite the fact that the Republicans did well in the elections, public support has actually been dropping. And the significance of Kerry is that he's really their main Democratic supporter. It's ironic, to put it mildly, that the president of the New School, that's got a long progressive tradition, would be led by somebody who's willing to join hands with the Bush administration in this kind of propaganda venture.
Liberation. Liberation Committee is not Kerry's first controversy at the new school. On April 26, 2001, Kerry faced atrocity accusations over his command of a SEAL team that executed 21 unarmed Vietnamese children, women, and elderly villagers in Bon Phong, Vietnam in 1969. Kerry's eagerness to discuss U.S. military policy today is at odds with his reticence a year and a half ago when, for the first time, he declined a presidential run in 2004 in response to a question from this reporter.
Now, as a question of
Sir, I am not a potential commander-in-chief. I am...
As an advisor, perhaps.
I would not, if the moment
could. As an advisor, then, what would you do to alter the rules of engagement on the important subject that you do not
I think it's an important and it's a lovely question, but I don't have an answer for it this afternoon.
Are you grilling
out around in 2004? Sweetheart, are we grilling out? Yes.
It remains to be seen if Kerry's statement denying presidential ambitions is still operative today. He's being discussed as a candidate, and the journal Politics One says that he has maintained his political action committee and is active in Iowa caucus politics. Meanwhile, a growing number of students and staff at the new school are certain that they don't want Bob Kerry as a president of their institution. In New York, I'm Robert Knight.